From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces launched an offensive Sunday to gain control of the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State. U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk says the offensive is receiving American air support. McGurk also said the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, met in Ankara Sunday with his Turkish counterparts for talks on the new offensive. Those talks appear to be aimed at easing Turkish concerns about Kurdish participation in the operation. Turkey sees the Kurdish-Syrian fighting forces as a terrorist organization. Iraqi troops inside the city of Mosul slowed their advance Sunday on the city's eastern front. Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods in that area, and troops are trying to protect civilians from being harmed in battle. U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk says the battles are bringing together two disparate groups.
We are seeing cooperation between the Iraqi security forces and the Kurdish Peshmerga that is totally unprecedented. They are literally working together on the battlefield.
Brett McGurk. A spokesman for Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party announced Sunday it is withdrawing from parliament after the unprecedented arrests of 9 of its lawmakers, including the party's 2 co-leaders. Turkey drew international condemnation Friday following the arrests, which brought into question the state of democracy in Turkey. An American citizen being held in Yemen has been released and taken to Oman. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the news of the release of Waleed Yusuf Pitts Luckman, recognizing it as a positive gesture by Houthi rebels. He had been detained in April of 2015. This is VOA News. FBI Director James Comey has told Congress he has not changed his conclusion, reached in July, that Hillary Clinton did nothing criminal in using a private server for emails when she was Secretary of State. Comey made the announcement Sunday after reviewing a new batch of emails discovered during an unrelated investigation. In the U.S. presidential campaign, meanwhile, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are appearing in key states in a last-minute bid to grab the attention of undecided voters. More than 41 million Americans have already voted in states that allow early voting. Both Clinton and Trump have been painting a dark picture of what the country would look like with the other in the White House.
This election is about doing everything we can to stop the movement to destroy President Obama's legacy.
That was Hillary Clinton speaking in Pennsylvania. Trump made an appearance in Iowa.
If she ever got into the Oval Office, Hillary and her special interests would rob our country blind. That's what she's been doing. At the heart of this election is a simple question. Will our country be governed by the people, or will it be governed by the corrupt political class? We're going to find out very soon.
Donald Trump. National surveys, though, continue to show Clinton with a narrow edge over Trump. Most polling analysts are predicting a Clinton victory on Tuesday, but her advantage over Trump is not believed to be insurmountable. Voters in 35 states will decide policy issues Tuesday that include legalizing recreational use of marijuana and restricting access to guns and ammunition. 160 ballot initiatives will be decided by the voters. According to exit polls, the first round winner of Bulgaria's presidential election Sunday will be a former Air Force commander who is calling for the European Union to lift its sanctions on Russia. Ruman Radev will now face a second round of voting on November 13th. If the results are certified, Radev will run against the candidate of the ruling center-right party, Parliament Speaker Setska Sacheva. Nicaraguans voted Sunday in a presidential election. Polls indicate that Nicaraguans, when all the votes are counted, will have re-elected President Daniel Ortega. A U.S. citizen who believes his computer was hacked by the Ethiopian government is appealing to a high court for the right to have his case heard in a U.S. court. In 2014, a lower district court found that the man known by the pseudonym Kidane could not sue Ethiopia for using software to monitor his online activities. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.